We have a stoppage in play here as the net came off.
Yep.
Tim Gordon was all over that one. As he sets the net, John, 1:40 left in this period, 1:04 left in the power play. DHD really has to turn it on here.
2 goals down, 1 game down.
This is when you got to see some fireworks, right?
They've got about 16 and a half minutes to make it happen, or it's going to be the end of the year for them.
Faceoff went out to center ice, and Blank Electric sent it right back down into the DHD zone. Here comes Jim Brown, though, for DHD, trying to work his way into the Blank Electric zone. Reed White unable to capitalize and get on that puck fast enough, and Blank Electric sends it down. DHD just not able to connect on any passes right now as Blank Electric has the puck again at center ice. Jim Brown and Hewitt really battling. Looked like a couple bulls going at it there.
Kind of along the same lines of Flannery's and McManaman's last game. They just meeting them at the blue line and stopping it where it starts.
And here's Jim Brown with a shot from the circle. That went high. Kretschmer on that on the half boards. He tries to pass it in front. That was knocked right down by McLean. He sends it all the way down to Rivard. 8 seconds left in this power play. They would really need a heck of a rush right here, but with players changing, don't see that happening. The power play is over. 30 seconds left in the period. Overstreet is out. And here comes Hanley at center ice, quickly broken up by Toplinski. DHD has time for one final rush right here. Burkhardt in the top of the circles. He mishandles it. Blank Electric covers. Sent back down by Jim Brown. 15 seconds left. Jim Brown from the circles. He shoots. Blockered away. Tyler Burkhardt on the half boards now trying to find someone to pass it to. Couldn't find anyone in front. Kretschmer trying to take a shot. Deflected down. It's loose in front. Jim Brown unable to score though. 2-3 tries. Shot at the end there by Burkhardt. There's no goal as Bauer is standing on his head. He is playing amazing hockey right now. And a whole sequence of stuff just went down. My head almost exploded, John.
Well, you'll be okay. Just stood his ground and didn't let anything through. It was a mad rush there at the end. Probably the biggest flurry of shots that DHD's had to this date today.
And that ends our second period. The score is 3-1 in favor of Blank Electric. DHD really needs to turn it on here in the third period. And we'll be right back after this.
Man, I'm freezing. It's cold in here.
Honey, it's an ice rink. It's supposed to be cold. I'll bet Wraps and Refrigeration keeps this place cool. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial refrigeration systems for years.
Wraps and Refrigeration? How do you know that?
How do you not know that? They've been servicing the Upper Thumb of Michigan since 1953. They're fully licensed and family-owned and operated. Their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer total project management for whatever the client's needs are. And Wraps and Refrigeration belongs to many industry organizations, which means they're always current.
Why car insurance? Because you never know. Hi, I'm Dave Peruski from your auto owner's insurance agency, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe. With the Michigan No Fault Act coverage, it is not just critical, it's mandatory. Did you know even if the other driver is at fault, damage coverage to your vehicle is limited?
And it could be worse. Liability claims alone could leave you bankrupt. Hi, I'm Lori Booms. Let's talk it over. As your auto owner's insurance agency, we at Peruski Insurance will recheck your policy to be sure you are covered not only for damage and medical expenses, but also for liability.
For auto insurance that makes sense, let's talk. We are your auto owner's insurance agency. We believe auto owner's insurance should protect you from financial loss and liability.
Together with Auto Owners Insurance, we will get you the facts about lower cost auto insurance and coordinate a policy just right for you. Stop in soon. We are Peruski Insurance at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire in Bad Axe.
back here at the Huron County Expo Center for the start of the third period between DHD and Blank Electric. Blank Electric up 3-1 if you're just now joining us. Going left to right across your radio, wearing all white and some blue stripes on the side. DHD quickly turns around and comes back down the ice into the Blank Electric zone. Hanley with the shot, smothered by Bauer. He's just been a beast all game.
He's keeping the rebounds in front of him too, and that's key. And I don't see DHD in front of that net either for rebounds. I think that's what they're going to need to do to get back in this game is throw shots on the net and have a guy there waiting.
Well, luckily right now for DHD's defense, they're finally going to get some help as Pulaski is finally out of the box after serving a 10-minute major. As Blank Electric works its way into the DHD zone, 26 Vaughn is on it along with Hanley, and Hanley wins that battle. Hanley looking behind his own net, looking for a pass, finally finds Burkhart diagonally all the way across the ice, leaves it for Smith. He works it down into the zone now. He's down by the circle, tries a shot, deflected by Ruggenbuck, and it is behind the goal. He flips it out in front. Pulaski's there, unable to get a good shot. He flips it up to Smith. He doesn't get a good shot on it, and Schultz finally finds the puck behind the net. Schultz now trying to get out of the zone. Pulaski fanned on an attempt to keep it in the zone, and here comes Vaughn, quickly broken up by Mitchell Smith. Great back checking right there, John. Willis with a weak attempt at a shot, wasn't able to get it past the defense as they just gloved it down, but finally gets it deep.
Ooh.
26 Vaughn sent it out front for 43 Overstreet. He was unable to get a shot on it. Overstreet found Ruggenbuck. He wasn't able to get a good shot on it. And now there's a whole cluster of players in the net. Rivard looks like he might have got hit on the head there as a couple of players went over him there. DHD coach is looking concerned. I would too, as that's your goalie. You never want to see that happen, John.
It looks like a player from Blank Electric was pushed into the net after the whistle blew and he fell on top of Jared Rivard. Looks like he's going to be all right, though.
Seems to happen a lot, though, during this playoffs, at least, where players play through the whistle and maybe a little bit after.
You know, they're two goals down, so they got to play. They want to play it till the end. They want to
play physical. They need this win. If they don't, Blank Electric is going to take home the trophy. Blank Electric controls the faceoff. Poplinski with the shot, hits Rivard in the chest. It comes right down to Kretschmer. Kretschmer working out of the zone. He's got a little room in front of him, tries to pass it. Should have just kept skating with that one instead. Tried to hit Jim Brown, did not. Blank Electric in the zone. Hewitt with the shot, goes a little high. Plink trying to get it out, unable to. Comes free to Reed White. He gets it up to Kretschmer. Hit from Hewitt there, not too effective as it gets up to Jim Brown. He's in the deep in the zone with a nice move. Shot on goal is sent out right in front. Pulaski was unable to get anything on it. White shot gets deflected down by Brown, but still misses the net. Kretschmer tried with a little backhand reach around there. Puck comes through to Johnson. He's on a breakaway. He shoots. He scores. He beats Rivard. Blocker side. Blank Electric scores, making this score 4-1. With 12:46 left in this game.
That's DHD doing all they can to keep the puck in the zone, in the scoring zone of Blank Electric. Staying in the zone a little too late. Blank Electric, they broke out when they should have broke out, and there was only one defender back there. We had a breakaway, and unfortunately, there was nobody there to help out Mr. Rivard. We got ourselves a 4-1 hockey game, and it's
crunch time for DHC.
It's crunch time for DHC.
Brandon Blank, the coach over there for Blank Electric, he's got to be just ecstatic. You never really see a guy on the bench by himself nowadays, John, as coaching, but he seems to do it all from that bench. Really gets his guys in line, and they are winning this hockey game right now. DHD sends it deep into the zone. And Gilbert tried for the backdoor goal there, was unable to get a stick on it. And it's kept in there by Smith. Smith feeds it to the front, no one there. Smith again with the puck. Tyler Burkhart behind the net, gets run into the boards by Ruggenbuck. This is going to be a penalty against Blank Electric.
This is going to get rough.
And it's getting chippy as Schultz pushes Burkhart after.